Born in Fire by Nora Roberts. To Amy Birkauer, for a decade of taking care of business. I never will marry, I'll be no man's wife. I intend to stay single for the rest of my life. 19th century Irish ballad. Chapter 1. He would be in the pub, of course. Where else would a smart man warm himself in a frigid, wind-blown afternoon? Certainly not at home, by his own fire. No, Tom Kunkannon was a smart man, Maggie thought, and wouldn't be at home. Her father would be at the pub, among friends and laughter. He was a man who loved to laugh, and to cry, and to spin improbable dreams. A foolish man, some might call him, but not Maggie. Never Maggie. As she steered her racketing lorry around the last curve that led into the village of Kilmahill, she saw not a soul on the street. No wonder, as it was well past time for lunch and not a day for strolling, with winter racing in from the Atlantic like a hound from icy Hades. The west coast of Ireland shivered under it and dreamed of spring. She saw her father's battered Fiat among other vehicles she recognized. Tim O'Malley's had a good crowd this day. She parked as close as she could to the front entrance of the pub, which was nestled in a line of several shops. As she walked down the street, the wind knocked her back, made her huddle inside the fleece-lined jacket, and pulled the black wool cap down lower on her head. Color whipped into her cheeks like a blush. There was a smell of damp under the cold, like a nasty threat. There would be ice, thought the farmer's daughter, before nightfall. She couldn't remember a more bitter January, or one that seemed so hell-bent on blowing its frosty breath over County Clare. The little garden in front of the shop she hurried by had paid dearly. What was left of it was blackened by the wind and frost and lay pitifully on the soggy ground.